Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Go, Miguel and Holly. On Hot 101.5.
Holly, who is Heather?
She basically came to us after Tampa Bay Secrets last week because her secret was that she met a guy who was vacationing here from Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And they clicked. And then, you know, he went back to Georgia. They were FaceTiming. The whole thing. Well, the only problem is she got a boyfriend.
Oh.
So, you know, we talked to her on Friday, gave a little advice. Probably on, you know, requested, but that's fine. But we got to find out what happened.
Heather, so what's this unexpected thing that happened?
Okay, so actually, my boyfriend and I broke up Thursday night.
Oh.
Whoa!
Wow. Okay, so let's just pull the curtain back because here's how the timeline of events happened. So we talked to you right after we did Tampa Bay Secrets Thursday, and then you called in right after that and said, hey, here's what's happening. And so what you and the Miguel and Holly family heard on Friday was a recording of you calling in right after we did the segment. And so we didn't talk to you at all on Friday outside of that recorded phone call. So
right. How
did that come about?
So I was already, like, contemplating. I was like, well, I don't want to, like, he's such a sweet guy. And, like, I really, like, didn't want to, like, hurt him and cause any issues. So it was like, it's probably time to pull the plug.
Wow.
Which was so smart of you. And I remember saying, you know, don't hook up with this new guy while you're still with the old guy because you're going to have to break up with him. And then it's going to be in the whole drama. Then you're getting into this new situation while you still got the old baggage. So how did your now ex-boyfriend take it when you broke up with him?
Actually, I'm like his first like real serious relationship. So he was like taken aback and was like, what?
Yeah.
But we ended on good terms. We're not like, we don't hate each other or anything. So, I mean, I guess that's a plus.
Yeah.
Mean, what did you tell him happened? I mean, did you just say we're not connecting or what'd you say?
Well, because recently we had been getting into like fights and stuff and all this other things about like the smallest thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I don't think this is working out. I feel like we both need to grow individually before we start growing as a couple again. And if our paths meet, they meet again. And if it happens again, it happens again.
Okay. So you close that door and then you walk through the other door with Georgia boy. He flew down on Friday. What happened this weekend?
So we were both like kind of tired. So we just got dinner and then went back to the hotel room and just like hung out.
Okay. So Heather, when you say that you hung out at the hotel room, what exactly does that mean? Because remember, when we talked to you, Holly said, do not have sex with this boy. And
mm-hmm.
at that time, we thought that you were in a relationship. But obviously, when Georgia boy came, you were single.
Yes. So what did happen?
So, like, hung out. I mean, we just kind of talked and we caught up. And, like, we didn't sleep together that night.
That night.
That night.
So what happened Saturday?
We went to go see The Nun, actually, on Saturday.
Okay. And then what happened that night?
And that night, we kind of hooked up.
Okay.
All right. So there we go. All right. So what time did he leave on Sunday?
Sunday, he left around, like noon-ish.
Gotcha. So now that he's gone, you've had some time to sort of think about everything because you've had a lot happen over the past couple of days. You broke up with your boyfriend. You start talking to this new guy. Are you mm-hmm. going to continue down this route with Georgia boy?
Probably.
Wow.
Does it worry you, the long distance?
It does a little bit, but I mean, I think if we try hard enough, we'll be able to work it out.
Okay.
Now, I will give you some advice here. Before you become exclusive with Georgia boy, just always, I always tell friends when they get into long distance relationships, and especially when you're in your early 20s and you're in school and you're trying to figure your life out, know what the game plan is going to be in the end, you know?
Mm.
Because what's going to happen? Are you going to finish school here in Tampa Bay? Is he going to move down here? Are you going to move up there?
Oh, my gosh.
So just sort of have those things in mind, because the last thing you want is to waste, and I hate to say that, but your early 20s on a guy that doesn't live here, and you're missing out on all these opportunities, and then all of a sudden you're 26 and you're like, I don't even want to be with him anymore because we never spend any time together.
No, I totally get that.
So just keep that in mind as you're exploring what the future could be with Georgia Boy.
But have fun.
Okay, definitely. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Of course, of course. Well, Heather, thank you for letting us partake in your weekend as we were trying to see what you did. And I think that I have to give you so much kudos for breaking it off with your boyfriend before you went on to this weekend.
You did it, girl.
You did. So that takes a lot of nerve to be able to do that. So you get points for that, okay?
Well, thank you.